Oh my, it's Brandon Marshall here, Sexy Ginger Jesus, a spiritual smartass, and if you are listening on the podcast, welcome to the Sexy Ginger Jesus podcast. If you're listening to the live stream, you can find the podcast on Spotify, and it will soon be available on iTunes, and I appreciate you in supporting that podcast. So anyway, I wanted to make a quick video or voice note, depending on how you're listening to this, about leadership and the one thing that will either make or break your leadership. And it's something Rebecca and I were talking a little bit about in relationship, and I want to talk about it here. What's up, Cassie? So when it comes to leadership, there's going to be situations, and it's not your image that makes you an effective leader. It's not even like the actions that you take sometimes. It's more about what you do in the crucial situations when something comes up. Now, what I've noticed is there's, you know, a lot of people like to avoid conflict. They like to avoid confrontation. But when conflict and confrontation comes amongst us, that's when it tests us to see our true leadership and if we're willing to stand the fuck up. So, for instance, without going into like, well, I guess I can go into some detail, but like in my group, Who the Fuck is Brandon Marshall, there was like a reference made to someone else in the group. And by the way, I'm not saying this to make anybody the bad guy or to out anybody or anything like that. Just setting an energetic standard of what is tolerated and what's not. And I'm giving everybody the chance to rise up, either rise up or decide like, hey, this isn't for me. This isn't what I stand for, whatever. Cool. But as a leader, I believe in protecting my environment. And leadership comes a lot from the divine masculine energy. And this isn't saying that women cannot, you know, take this masculine energy, because I think sometimes people automatically attach gender when we're talking about the masculine and feminine, and that's not the case. There's amazing, brilliant leaders in the online space who have this masculine aura. When it comes to making decisions and deciding what is okay and what's not okay with their community. In fact, if there's a struggle with like sales, marketing, visibility, and the strength behind your content, all of that stuff is masculine energy that both all genders can embody. Like it's not something that is specific to a gender. So while saying this, is masculine energy is certain, it's direct, it's decisive. It's like making a split decision even in the moment of like chaos. And it's also being able to take full ownership of when you do slip up or when you do make a mistake. So in this instance, for this example, and I've seen a few examples in my world and Rebecca's world over the past few months. But in this example, there's two things that could have happened here. One, the inappropriate sexual joke could have been made to the woman in the community. And I could have looked at it and be like, ooh, I feel uncomfortable, and ignore it. Or like play around and act like it's a joke with every, you know, like with anybody else who was joking. Or I could have used, so like if I did that, what would happen is people would physically leave the space, especially women, in this case, but they'd either physically leave the space being like, wow, this is kind of fucked up. And now I know what, you know, what could happen if I stay around here, or they'd energetically check out. And that's what happens in like a lot of the bro marketing spaces and stuff like that. But that could have happened, either like people physically or energetically leaving, depending on how they decide to leave. Like physically leave if it's like, hey, I'm fucking done, or energetically leave, it's like, oh, I respect the admin, but I am not involving in this environment. I need a more high vibe environment. So that's where leadership could have gone fucking wrong, in that just that one fucking moment, it could have dissolved the group, and it could have caused a compound effect where everyone thinks that's part of the culture, and then disrespecting women started becoming a theme of the group. Like, hey, you know, like this is cool. We make jokes, you know, in other people's expense. But what I did is I spoke up about it and I was direct about it. And that actually, in that moment of conflict, there's always a chance to grow the bond of the group, to grow a stronger bond within the group, and to make the group stronger, and to make your relationship with the people of the group stronger. And that's what happened in that moment, because it's like, oh, you know, like he pointed out something that he saw, and honestly, like seeing that stuff, there's still like a level of fear or discomfort of like, oh my God, like where did this come from? Like, why did this happen in the group? So there's still a level of discomfort, and there's definitely a reason why people shy away, or they hide under passive aggressiveness, or hide under joking, or try to like brush things off, or bypass things, or just pretend that they didn't see it, because it's very uncomfortable to actually fucking look at it and say something. So it's in those defining moments when there is injustice. And again, it's not like specifically calling one person out and saying they were a bad person. That's another portion of masculinity. It's very common in our masculinity to take that feedback and be like, wow, does this mean I'm inherently a bad person? And it takes a lot to be able to step outside of that and say, oh, wow, what I did, the action that I did there doesn't define my character and who I am as a person. But now I realize with the feedback that I received, I missed the mark in that moment, and I'm going to take full fucking ownership, own that shit, and choose to treat people better. So that's my take on that. And when you're certain, when you're grounded, and you're willing to cut through the bullshit, you're willing to like stop beating around the bush around issues or being wishy-washy, and you're just going to plant your flag into what you fucking stand for in those defining moments, that's going to define you as a leader or the exact opposite. So it's those moments. And I see like people, they may try to brand themselves as a good leader. They may try to say the right things to be a good leader. They may try to do like the same, you know, certain type of giveaways and programs or certifications or things to show them that they're a morally good person. But it's the times in those moments where someone's safety is threatened, or someone is being put under, you know, like being put in a place of discomfort, not like a discomfort in growth, but a discomfort in a toxic, bad way. What does a leader do in those fucking situations? And those are the defining moments to show who's willing to make a stand and who's not. And I've seen in many groups where it's the opposite of like no one wants to speak up because it's uncomfortable and people want to be seen good by the leader of that group or whatever it may be. But it takes true leadership to stand the fuck up, say things when there is something wrong, be a fucking protector, be a leader, and be certain. And for anybody who's ever on the receiving end of like an uncomfortable conversation where your boundaries are being violated, I would say it's a common response to be like, hey, chill the fuck out. I was just joking. That's a minor case of, I don't want to minimize the case of gaslighting, but it's like, it's a form of gaslighting. They're avoiding responsibility on their end. And I've been in that place where my boundary was being crossed and I called someone out and they're like, I was just joking, chill the fuck out. You get to have your boundaries and you get to take those boundaries seriously, and no one can argue with your emotions. And it just shows you the emotional capacity that the person on the other end has when they try to argue your emotions and how you feel in that defining moment. And you get to set that boundary, and you're not a bad person for setting that boundary. You're not a bad person for standing up for yourself. And you didn't do anything. Like, it's not your fault that that behavior was brought to you, but there's a sense of responsibility as a leader to speak up, and I want to give you that power, give you that permission to speak up for yourself, even though sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes especially in my experience, we always want to give the other person the benefit of the doubt, but if anything, I want this audio or video or however you're listening to this to be strength. And maybe there's a situation in your life right now, but to have strength to stop, you know, not second guess yourself and to not abandon yourself and stand tall for yourself, and knowing that you're safe regardless of what another person is thinking of you, or regardless of what boundaries you sacrifice for another person, you're always fucking safe. And I just want to reaffirm that for you. So thank you for being here. I've been on the topic of leadership lately, and my new mastermind, plus there's a one-on-one option there too, but it's called Immortal. It's all about fully embodied leadership. Prices for that start at $550 or $555 a month, you know, like that $550 range. So private message me if that interests you. I'll send you the details so you can check it out, and would love to have you there, and I would love to help people become embodied leaders with healthy boundaries. And when you have these healthy boundaries and you have this sense of leadership and you have this sense of certainty, it affects, impacts your sales, impacts your marketing, it impacts your brand, it impacts how you stand in relationships, and it improves the quality of relationships too, because with these strong boundaries, you trust yourself to have the capacity to hold them in your life. When you have weak boundaries, or you don't trust yourself, or if you abandon yourself time and time again, then it's going to be very wobbly. The container is going to be leaky. It's going to be tough to call in the clients that you want because you're afraid of those boundaries even being crossed before it happens based off past experiences. So this is all about creating a solid foundation and creating something solid for when you grow and expand as well. Something so you're super fucking solid, you're grounded, you're decisive, and you're unshakable when someone challenges your message, when someone challenges your content, when someone challenges you, who you are as a person. You're now fully behind yourself, rather than in the past where you may have slightly abandoned yourself or full on abandoned yourself for other people's comfort. And when you decide not to put other people's comfort before your own boundaries and your own health and your own and also protecting your communities and your groups and being a person who can be that just be that protector and that person who can keep people safe and keep a clear standard. One other thing that I mentioned, not to drag this on for too long, but one other thing that I mentioned today is, not saying that this always is the case, but what I see in Facebook groups a lot is these very clear rules, like over the top rules of like, don't do this, don't do that. And it almost sounds like someone on a dating app that says, you better not cheat on me, before anyone ever like even thought of cheating on them. And to me, a lot of times that reflects weak boundaries, when you have to yell so loud about the boundaries that you have or all the rules that you have. Because when you're energetically behind those boundaries and you're fucking grounded, then you set the tone so people know. And maybe there's times where you do need to speak up, but it's not done by trying hard or force or convincing people or trying to control people. It's just setting the fucking tone and being the most powerful version of you. What's up, Kelly? And what's up, everybody that's joining? So anyway, this is just meant to be a short live stream to hear more of these. I am uploading these on my podcast, Sexy Ginger Jesus. It's on Spotify now. It will be on iTunes soon. And also to work with me at the next level in an in-depth mastermind or one-on-one, ask me about Immortal. Send me a private message. I'll send you over the link and we'll discuss to see if it's a good fit for you. But Immortal, the mastermind, starts at $550. The one-on-one is, of course, more. But I'm very transparent with the price, and I'm happy to let you know the prices and all that stuff and all the details, so you're not wondering, like, I don't want to like message him and say I'm committing when I'm not sure if I'm ready or whatever. Private message me. I'm accessible. There's no fucking pressure. Just because you message me about it, I'm not going to pressure you into having to do that or saying that just because you message me, you committed. But I would love to send you the details and see how we can work together. Anyway, have an amazing day. If you're just coming in, check out the replay. It's fucking gold. And again, check out the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, by typing in Sexy Ginger Jesus. Not on iTunes yet, but soon it will be.